AI is experiencing jolting change. With advancements such as ChatGPT and GPT-4, but there are limits to individual and organizational adaptability. I was invited to sign an open letter that asks to allow for a deeper consideration of AI design and implementation, as well as regulation. The concerns include inherent bias, job displacement, pollution of the infosphere, loss of trust in communication, and potential dangers of artificial general intelligence. The benefits of AI and AGI are immense, but responsible development and planning are crucial for harnessing these benefits and mitigating the associated risks. My name is David Orban, and this is The Context. The field of artificial intelligence, born in the 40s, when the first architectures of computers have been designed by von Neumann and others, experienced waves of hype and disillusionment across the decades. The promise of being able to create alternative systems that exhibit what we call intelligence in humans, problem solving, analyzing, and executing on opportunities, goal seeking, agency. This plan, this objective has been pursued in various ways. Originally, via top-down architectures, and more recently via bottom-up approaches in neural networks. The latest generations of these tools are exhibiting features that would have been, at the time, 20, 30, 40 years ago, ascribed to clear intelligence. Today, we are more skeptical and cynical about them. We have been constantly moving the goalpost, what it means for a computer to be intelligent. However, it is harder and harder to restructure our thinking, as well as to adapt the way we work, the way we live, to take into account what these systems are capable of. The latest, like ChatGPT, that you can and should try if you haven't yet, are difficult to ignore in how they are able to address the questions that are posed to them with apparent competence, expressing complex thoughts, with an ability to reflect on what they state, to correct if you highlight in the conversation that you have with them the mistakes that they have potentially made, and reformulate their answers accordingly. There are a very large number of articles and videos that go into detail around the surprising ways that ChatGPT behaves and what are called the latent features that arise and can be observed in its capabilities. Some source of the concern comes from these latent features. The whole science and mathematics around large language models to which GPT belongs, whether created by OpenAI or by others, is in its infancy. We do not have a complete set of tools to dig deep and understand exactly how, out of the tens and hundreds of billions of parameters and their combinations that these software systems are composed of, the particular features arise. We cannot pinpoint easily to then intervene and correct certain types of behaviors in the systems. The whole aspect of fine-tuning them so that they tend to behave the way we want them to behave is more like an experimental approach than not something grounded in provable and completely understandable ways. We use reinforcement learning, where a human operator confirms if a particular output based on the input is positive or negative, and a series of operations such as this will nudge the system towards desirable behaviors. But this kind of reinforcement learning is not a guarantee, neither of locking in the system to behaving only in that way, nor of impeding that areas that haven't been mapped and haven't been reinforced will not exhibit unwanted activities, unwanted behaviors by the system. There have been already a lot of ways with which the imperfections of the current approach have been highlighted, whether they are regarding the bias in the training data, whether it is bias in the behavior of the systems, whether it is the danger of abusing the power that these advanced but still limited AI systems can support by actors that want to provoke chaos, procure damage, or in any way harm. Even just the ability of relatively small groups of people who want to have a laugh at the expense of millions or billions of others who may not comprehend the value of a given joke. And that is a little bit the point of the open letter. This open letter that has been drafted by the Future of Life Institute at MIT, that is involved in analyzing and addressing existential risks. These are not only around artificial intelligence, but many other technologies, nuclear weapons, autonomous lethal weapons, biological pathogens, asteroid threats, and so on. Now, specifically in the field of AI, these concerns are already important and justify a desire to give a little bit of breathing space, both to specialists as well as to policymakers to better understand what is the right way to proceed. But that is compounded by a larger risk that may be more remote but cannot be ignored, of artificial general intelligence that may not behave in the interests of humanity. AGI is something that we don't yet have. We as humans have GI, general intelligence, to some degree. We can apply our intelligence in any direction that we want. An AGI would similarly be able to apply its own intelligence in any direction it wants. And of course, what we would want from it is for this application to be only in those directions that are compatible with human flourishing, with a human future. As of today, we don't know how to impose this, or how to assure this, or how to design and deploy and manage a system that would be as powerful as the theoretical expectations indicate. And that means that an AGI could deviate a little bit initially, but then to an arbitrarily large degree from what we believe is desirable. So the open letter that is entitled Pause Giant AI Experiments is just a starting point. It is a starting point for broader conversations. The letter very practically and maybe somewhat naively says, just for 6 months, let's agree on a moratorium on training and deploying systems that are more powerful than not what we already have. And it is hard because we would need to have a global, planet-wide consensus on this, both from state actors and private organizations that do not have apparently convergent, aligned interests. But it is probably also somewhat late, because it is almost guaranteed that OpenAI, the organization that trained, fine-tuned, and released GPT-4, the threshold above which the signatories, including me, of the open letter invite no one to go, already surpassed. OpenAI is likely to have already designed and probably already trained what we would end up calling GPT-5, and may be already in the process of fine-tuning it before it gets released, perhaps in the fall or just a year from now. It is perhaps significant that while a lot of people signed the open letter, none of them are from OpenAI. So when I say that this is just a starting point for opening conversations, these conversations should include very large set of stakeholders. And these should include experts in the field of artificial intelligence. They should include experts in safety and security, both in general of systems design, but also specifically about artificial intelligence and artificial general intelligence, safety and security. And they should also include regulators and policymakers globally in order to understand what can be done. Now, already, even if, as of this recording, just a couple of days passed from the release of the open letter, it has received a lot of attention and also quite a bit of criticism. I think the criticism is part of the conversation, and highlighting the fallacies or the naivete of the letter as it has been formulated is positive. It is what is needed in order to go in the right direction. Of course, the more the criticism is actionable, the better. But since the solution is not here yet, it is perfectly natural that not everyone is able to see where to go just because they see that the current position and the current ideas are not working yet. Technological progress cannot be stopped. It may not even be slowed down, but provoking action is necessary in order to manage how it evolves. We have had technological disruptions in the past, and there have been people and organizations that benefited and have been able to adapt to these disruptions. Today, it could be that we really have to understand how to increase the limits of our adaptability. Otherwise, just a too large a percentage, a too large a proportion of both individuals and organizations will prove not to be able to adapt to the changes and the disruptions that the current wave of jolting technological disruption of advanced artificial intelligence will create in our global civilization. Thank you.